Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality. Shorter episode today, but don't you worry, we are still going to run through all the gossip. My nails are black again because I attended the Black Panther Wakanda Forever premiere. Well, I didn't have to put my nails black, but I wanted to do it because I'm kind of enjoying it these days. So watched the film. It was really, really good. Obviously, I'm not going to spill anything. I'm not going to spoil anything because I am notorious for doing that. But all I can say is there were tears at the end, real life tears for me. But the red carpet was really fun as well, actually. Saw loads of people there. Obviously, all the stars from the film, Letitia Wright, Michaela Cole, obviously saw like other people there, like Stormzy, Dave, whatever. And the after party was good fun too. Lots going down in the VIP. We had a real, real good time. Now, in the world of reality TV, there's actually only really one show that I've been watching, and that's been I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. Not gonna lie, I think previous seasons of I'm a Celebrity, like I watch it, but I don't like watch it properly. And I feel like this year I'm really, really glued. I'm loving the cast this year. I feel like the fact that they're back in Australia after 2 years has made such a big difference. Just the set looks different, just where they're doing the trials, everything. It just feels like the show is back to normal again. And like I said, the cast. My good friend Scarlett Douglas has gone in this show. And can I just say, Scarlett did not tell me she was going on this show. So about 3 weeks before the rumors started circulating online about the rumored cast members, me and Scarlett actually hosted an event together. And it was a long day. Like, I was with her from like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then after 5 p.m, we went to get some drinks and we had a conversation and we said, oh, like, would you ever go on reality TV? I was like, oh, you know, maybe I would, like, in the future, who knows? And I was like, would you ever do it? She's like, not sure. I was like, what about Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother's coming back? And she was like, oh, I don't know if I'd like to be like in a house or like in a space with loads of people. I just don't know if I could do it. Or I was like, what about I'm a Celeb? She's like, not sure. And there she is. And there she is. But look, Scarlett is doing a great job. I do actually predict that she'll get far or even win because Scarlett has a lovely soul. And I feel like in the jungle, we're already seeing her like kind of being the peacemaker, kind of being just a friendly face. But one thing I'll say about Scarlett is, you know, don't try and walk all over her. She's not going to have it. But I can really, really see her winning that show. Also, great to see Boy George in the jungle. I'm really enjoying him. He is like, you know, I love it when they put a diva in there. Put a diva in the jungle and see how they cope. But I've actually got a list, right? This is all rumors, online speculation, but this is apparently how much the celebs are being paid this year to star in I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. So Boy George is apparently getting paid £500,000. Mike Tindall, £265,000. Chris Moyles, £200,000. Sean Walsh, £130,000. Olivia Attwood, did you hear about what happened to Olivia? £125,000. Now, I'm sure you know that Olivia is no longer in the jungle. She was great in episode one, by the way. And the day after episode one, I start seeing all these reports pop up in social media saying, oh my gosh, Olivia has quit. Now that I don't feel like Olivia would quit the show, because I've read previous articles which have basically said that, you know, she's been trying to get on the show for years. She's, you know, made history being the first Love Islander to get on that show. So I don't think she'd just leave because it's a big opportunity. But apparently it's something to do with health checks. And the medics of the show said that, look, she couldn't continue. And apparently she wanted to go back in. That's really, really sad. She put a statement out on her Instagram stories, which basically said that it was out of her control. And that basically, you know, she'll soon tell us the full story of what actually happened. I don't know what happened. But Olivia Attwood apparently paid £125,000. It's also being reported that Olivia will still walk away with all that money, despite the fact that she was on the show for just one day. Well, she wasn't on the show for just a day, let's be real. She would have isolated as well. And then, you know, all the stuff before the show. But I would have been gutted, man. Gutted! I would have been absolutely gutted. not me going through everyone's bank account here. Like, so that person's getting paid this, that person's getting paid this. but yeah. Other contestants on the show, like I said, Charlene White's on there, Scarlett Douglas. Babatunde is doing really, really well. He is just funny. Obviously, he's a stand-up comedian, so as you can imagine, he's going to be giving it the bants. There was a scene where Babatunde and Owen... There's a scene where Babatunde and Owen were getting in the shower, right? And Babatunde backed off his top and he said, yeah, I've got a dad bod. And what? Representing for the dad bods. Representing. It's not everyday six-pack. Please and thank you very much. Owen's doing really, really well. Obviously, Owen is the guy in the camp who's just a bit ditzy. We're not quite sure if he fully knows a lot of things yet, but that's fine. You know, we are enjoying him being 100% naive. And apparently, Matt Hancock is getting paid £400,000 to star in this year's series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Oh, is that the reward you get for cheating on your wife? Oh, no, sorry, that mustn't be it. Is that the reward you get for when we're in a national lockdown, telling people they can't see their loved ones and attend their funerals, but actually behind closed doors, you're getting jiggy with your colleague? Oh, just asking for a friend. But look, Britain, let's do one thing. Let's get together. Doesn't matter who you are, gender, race, let's get together and vote for this man to do all the Bush Tucker trials, please and thank you very much, because he deserves it. He deserves to eat some kangaroo cock. What was, oh, sorry. It's in his name, isn't it? I'm sorry. Oh, God. And you know me, you know I love the drama. Now, I was watching last night's episode of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and I saw a bit of friction between Boy George and ITV newsreader Charlene White. Now, Charlene White didn't actually do anything wrong. Boy George just felt that Charlene White was being a bit bossy in the camp because, you know, I think she's taken the mother role in the camp where she's cooking and kind of like, yeah, being in charge, which is probably her nature. But Boy George doesn't like authority. He called her, bossy boots. Oh, bossy boots. And complains that she's trying to be too controlling. Now, I just think that Boy George, again, like I said, he doesn't like people bossing him about. But at the end of the day, I feel like every single year on I'm a Celebrity, someone has to take that role. And I feel like Charlene's doing nothing wrong. But I do wonder how things are going to progress over the next couple of weeks, because Charlene won't change the way she is. And I don't think Boy George is going to change the way he is. So, yeah, interesting to see how things are going to pan out with Boy George. I'm loving the fact that he's quite bold. I think out of everyone else in that camp, he will say what he thinks. It's very early days. That was episode 2. And he's just like, I don't like it when she does that. For real, bring it, bring the realness. I am here for it. Now, you know, in the last episode of reality, I had Timmy and Zita in the studio at Love Island USA winners. And I'm not gonna lie, since then, I hanged out with them quite a few times. We went out in Mayfair. That same day, actually, when we filmed that episode, we went out for dinner in Mayfair. And then we went partying. So as you can imagine, we all got wild. We all got turned. My hangover the day after was the worst, but I think I've just grown to realize how much I love those two. They're just so like genuine and friendly. And then we went out again for Halloween. They didn't dress up though. I mean, I didn't really dress up. I just had like a neck. What's those things? You know, the spikes come out of your neck. Anyways, that was all I did. And my nails were black. But yeah, we went out for Halloween. We went to Soho House and we partied again. And that was Timmy's last night in London. So I'm a bit sad that Timmy's left. Even when we left the club, I said, oh, guys, can't we just go and get dinner? It was like a late night dinner. It was like 4 a.m. And I said, no, Timmy's leaving. And I know that Zita's sad that Timmy's leaving. I haven't got a guest today. So I want to try and call Zita and see if she's going to pick up. Wish me luck. Right, Zita, come on, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Zita! Woo! How are you, babe? You okay?
Yeah, I'm lovely. How are you?
Good. Can't get rid of you. Literally. She's already back.
She's back, baby. She's back.
Zita, I was just talking about our two crazy nights out that we had. First of all, I miss Timmy. Oh, my gosh.
You miss Timmy. Imagine what I'm going through.
I'm heartbroken. We had such fun. Okay, let's talk about night one. So it was, remember, we filmed the podcast and we said in the studio, we're going to go out tonight. And you didn't believe me because you were like, oh, come on, Will, are you actually going to do it? And I said, no. I contacted my promoter contact. Remember, we had dinner. We went out to a nightclub. We had such a fun time.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of you. And the reason why I was like, are you sure you're going to go? Is because everyone in LA knows this. It's such a thing in LA to be called LA flaky. So it's like LA people literally like, yeah, we're going to go out. We're going to go out. And then like the time comes, we're like, oh, actually, like such and such came up.
No, I'm down.
I was with my London babes for a second.
You forgot you was back home, baby.
We're going out, babes. We're going out. If we say we're going out, we're going out. So,
yeah. And so, yeah, we went for dinner. Food was nice. And I feel like even at the dinner table, the wave was waving because, you know, and you saw me like deteriorate, didn't you? Because I was like, yeah, cool. Then the wine kept on coming. And before you know it, we were on our way to the club. And wait, remember when we were walking to the club, and I think I might be able to show you some footage of when we were walking on our way, me, you, Timmy, and promoter Jin, just on the streets of Mayfair, living it up. And then Timmy nearly getting run over.
He forgets. He's like, oh, I think I could drive here. I'm like, no, babes. It's going to take you a second to get used to it. Because, like, obviously in America, it's switched. Like, we drive on different sides of the road. So when he was walking, he just forgot. Like, he thought, like, oh, I'm going to be able to see the car coming.
And what was he saying? He was like, yo, I'm here, baby. I'm here. What was he?
He's like, yo, man, I feel like a king out here. Is
that over? Oh, you're about to get run over. And no, we had such a good time in the club. We were dancing like no tomorrow. And honestly, I do not remember the end of the night. And then we went out Halloween. I think that was Timmy's last night, I think, wasn't it, in London? Went out in Shoreditch House. Then we went for dinner. And I'm just sad that the guy's gone, man. I'm not going to lie. How are you feeling now Timmy's left you and gone back to the States?
Yeah, it's like, he and I are like both such independent people, so we're very good about being like, okay, we're not with each other, like what can we get done whilst we're not with each other? But it's just difficult because we get so much done together as well, so it's actually been like quite sad. I didn't think I'd be this sad. I really didn't. I was like, okay, I'm gonna miss him, but I'm gonna see him like soon enough, it'll be fine. But when he left, like, I was actually sad, like actually feeling like a bit depressed. I was like, not me. Yeah, I miss him. And then, like, when I FaceTime him, like, it's really nice, but then I'm like, oh, I just wish I could, like, hug you. So, you know how we are when we're together.
Yeah. So what's the plan for you? Are you going to be back and forth between London and the US? What's the plan? Because obviously you are going to miss him. So, like, do you guys plan to move in together, like, fully at one point? Like, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think we're going to move in together anytime soon. I do think that we think in very, like, grand terms, and we're like, oh, like, maybe we'll move in together once, like, buy a house together. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. If the money starts flowing in, like, you know, like crazy next year, something, maybe that's what we'll move towards. But I don't think we're going to get, like a flat together.
Yeah. And let's talk about the real struggles of, like, a long-distance relationship. Because, like you said, that, you know, when you FaceTime him, it's like, oh, man, like, great to see you, but I wish I could physically touch you. Like, how are you dealing with a long-distance relationship right now?
Yeah, again, like I said, like, because we're both so independent and we're so good at communication, I don't really feel like, you know, just so, so distant from him. And I'm always just like a 10-hour flight away. I know to other people, they're like, what? 10-hour
Just?
To me, it's like that. Like, when I get on, when I'm literally like 20, 30 minutes from Heathrow, I get on there, I get on the plane, I watch some films, I eat, I wake up, I'm in Los Angeles. So yeah. It doesn't feel too bad for me. And we FaceTime every single day. And we text all day. So it's like, I always feel like I'm just, you know, chatting to him all the time. But yeah, it's just when that physical part hits you, you're just like, oh my God, like it's really, really strong. You're like, I need to touch him right now. Like that is really difficult. Like, I don't know if I can get used to that feeling.
Yeah. And one thing I've always like realized of like reality stars and even Love Islanders is that you guys have gone through such a unique experience in a sense where you've just been on a really, really big show and come off. And like, I know from UK Islanders, like they have kind of like a support group of like the finalists and like they're all in a group chat. Like, do you have like away from Timmy, like, do you have like a support group of your fellow finalists and Islanders that you were on the show with?
Yeah, so we've got a group chat, of course. We like all the girls just chatting there all the time, like Courtney, Maddie, Deb, and like we're always just sending chats back and forth about everything that's going on. Like we're chatting shit, we're crying, we're laughing, like, like all the time. And like here, obviously, I'm 8 hours ahead than LA. So yeah, I'll like send something 11 a.m. in the morning, it's 3 a.m. there, and they'll hit me back at like 6 a.m. No way! Like,
those delayed responses.
The delayed responses, but we're always chatting. So it's really, really nice. Like, I mean, if we could release those text messages, people would be thoroughly entertained.
What sort of things do you talk about?
Just everything. We chat about Islanders that are being a bit cringy right now on their social medias or like, what's like, we chat about everything. We chat about just juicy goss, what they heard when they went to the Halloween party, never believe who I saw, what they was doing. Like, we just chat about everything.
Yeah. And yeah. What's been going on with them over there? Like, have they been, like, obviously, you've had your experience over here. Like, have they been partying? Have they been mingling? Like, what have the rest of the cast been up to, do you know?
Well, I know Courtney, she's been working a lot, get her money up and, you know, modelling and doing a whole lot of stuff. So she's all right. She did just talk about going through like a little depression moment after leaving the island. A lot of people don't talk about like coming from such a high from the island to just like, you know, if you're not just straight into things, it can really, really hit you. So I'm actually really proud of her for like chatting about that.
Yeah, that must be really tricky because as you say, like, you know, just being on like such a big TV production is like snap, 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 snap. And then you're back home in your bed and you're like,
Yeah.
This is odd.
What now?
What now?
Yeah. And I think quite a few of the Islanders have gone through that. And obviously, like, I was Mama Z on the island. And so I feel like, you know, I'm just trying to be that helping hand on my there too. Yeah, but honestly, they're doing well right now. I think it was just like immediately coming off the island, it was a bit strange, which, you know, I do think everyone should know that. It's not just like, oh, excitement, excitement, excitement. Like, you know, your mental health can suffer a bit.
But that's what people think. People think that, you know, going to Love Island, it's just roses.
Yeah. I think that's everybody's thought process. And that's why when people ask me, like, you know, they're casting season 5, USA now. Mm. And people are like, oh, like, what should I expect? And I'm like, just be mentally prepared. Like, just try and be in the best headspace that you can be in before you go on the show. Because if you think that going on the show is going to fix your problems or make you happier, it's definitely the opposite. Like, you have to go on with a strong mindset and just not be attached to any outcome that happens. I think if you go on not being attached to the outcome, you have a good experience. But if you go in there thinking like, oh, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that, it's going to be like this, like.
So I think the key thing you're talking about here is expectations. So is that people expecting that life is going to be a certain way after, but kind of almost going in with no plan and just kind of going in to enjoy it and not expecting X, Y, and Z after?
Exactly. I think if you're going on Love Island, you should try to have something that you're already passionate about. You know, so that when you go on, like, hopefully it can enhance that. Hopefully you can find love. Hopefully you can find a Timmy. But, like, you know, hopefully it can enhance that. So when you get off, you know, you can just get back to what you was doing and, like, incorporate everything that you gained on the island into the shit that you was already doing. Yeah. But, yeah, if you're going on there just expecting it to change your life or to change, you know, it's just not like that.
But it kind of does change your life to a degree. Though, doesn't it? Because, you know, when we were out on both nights, people were stopping you and Timmy saying, oh my gosh, and you guys are in the UK, so that shows that even if you were in another country, not the US, people would still stop you. So it changes your life a bit, though, doesn't it?
It definitely changes your life a bit, but in the way that people may think, it's like, yeah, that's so nice, people are coming up to Timmy, and I'm very happy with my life post-island, but I feel like that's because I was happy with my life pre-island. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Like, it's so lovely that people come up to us, but after that, what else is keeping you happy? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it changes your life, people know you, etc., etc., but, like, happiness really is an internal job. You've got to be internally happy, otherwise people coming up to you after and just knowing you, like, it's not going to do anything for you. It's going to be cool in that moment, but then you go back home to yourself at the end of the day. And
that's what a lot of people want. Some people feel like maybe, you know, that would make them feel happier if everyone just knows who they are and, like, likes them.
No, it's not. If for me personally, if that's what you base your happiness on, it can always be stolen from you, because, like that Drake line, how long they choose to love you will never be your decision. So it's like, if that's what you're going to base your happiness on, then babes, I hate to break it to you, that could be snatched from you so quickly. So you don't want to do that. It will be fun, it has been fun, but for me, like I said, my happiness came pre, and that's why I gave myself permission to go on the show. And I just really hope that that's what other people are doing before they go on there, because yeah, if that's what you're basing your happiness on, like, it can always be taken. I never want to base my happiness on something that could be stolen or robbed from me. You know, whenever someone else decides to, if people say that, like, I don't like Zita tomorrow, now what?
Yeah.
I'm just that depressed because no one likes me. Like, no, I was all right before you liked me. I love that you like me. But if you don't like me anymore, I'm still doing me. I'm still happy. You know.
Yeah, you've got to be thick skin. And I feel like on your blog recently, were you not talking about anxiety recently as well? Yeah. That's really, really important that you're speaking about that. Because, like, again, I think Aziza, people will look at you and be like, wow, she's so beautiful. She's so confident. She's just come off one of the biggest TV shows in the world. How could she even experience that? How is that even a possibility when people look? And you know, look, I'm talking as though, I'm pretending like I don't know you. I'm talking as a viewer. You might think, she's just got it all. Like, how could you even experience that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't stop. It gets worse. it gets worse when you're known by the public. Like, even we done our interview with Timmy, and, you know, I had people writing me being like, just be careful what you say, you know, because I spoke about, you know, how I didn't think I would win as a dark-skinned woman in the UK, and people were like a bit anxious for me that I had said that. And if I didn't have, you know, the strong blood in me that I have, like, I would start to just second guess and question myself and be like, oh my goodness, like, did I say something wrong? Should I not have said it? All this kind of stuff. So it's like, your anxiety, it rises when you reach these sort of levels. So you truly, truly, like, that's why I'm such a huge spiritual person. And I think that's why my blog is going the distance with a lot of women. It's such a community of people just being vulnerable on there and sharing their things. And it's really such a release for me. And it helps me with my anxiety. But yeah, it just grows bigger. It doesn't stop. Like, you have to really figure out who you are spiritually, how you feel about yourself, and what you think about this life and the things that you're doing and how you're treating people in order to be internally happy. It's so much bigger than going on a show and people knowing you and, you know, XYZ. Like, it's just an internal job. And I talk about that, you know, on my blog with anxiety as well, which a lot of people in the comments have said that it's truly helped them. It's just nice to know that you're not the only one going through it. It doesn't matter how glamorous your life may seem to the public eye. Like, you're just a human.
Yeah, and it's so important that you're doing that, because I guess for you it's like a way to offload off your chest and also like help people as well. Like, and I think that's quite a unique case, because I know a lot of people who have come off like reality shows in Love Island, and they don't even want to say anything. Like, so they are scared to post. People have told me they're scared to post, they're scared to tell anyone how they feel, because they feel like any word they say can just be like, you know, misconstrued or like taken out of context. So actually what you're doing is the opposite to a lot of people. So it's, and it's good, because you're saying, I'm not going to be a slave or a prisoner to this world of influencing or reality TV. I'm still going to talk my stuff. Whereas a lot of people are going the other way, and they're like, look, I've got like a million followers now. I'd rather not say anything in case I offend anyone or if I ruin my bag. And that's what I'm about to go into. I think people are like, well, I can't speak because I'm ruining my bag. And I guess that person who messaged you and said, oh, be careful what you say. You can't say that. You know, you can't say that because I'm a black woman. Maybe they're thinking, oh, but if you say that, then you're going to lose out on brand deals or on financial opportunities. But then what's wrong with speaking your truth? What's wrong with saying how you feel? Because that's coming from your heart.
3,000%. I always say 1,000%, but I'm going to say 3,000%. I think that fear has just like created this space where people don't speak their truth, and we just need so many more people speaking their truth. Like, I'm actually going to bring up Molly May. Like, she's got such a huge fan base with her YouTube fans, and they love her because she's on there just like saying everything that's going on that's not so perfect. And I just feel like if there were more creators or influencers like that, it's just people would understand, like, oh, like, it's not a scary thing. Like, we're all going through the same variation of different things. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So it's like, yeah, I'm not scared at all to speak my truth. I'm really happy at how much it's been liberating people, and people have been able to share their own stories. And you know, I just think it's a beautiful thing. Like, people are like, oh, her blog's still a business. Yes, but I always say I'm in the business of being vulnerable. Mm. And, you know, and I love that. I really, really do. I'm not a prisoner, as you said. Like, whenever I'm feeling something, I'm able to go chat to people on my blog and be like, this is what's going on. This is what happened with that brand deal. This is what happened that made me feel. This is what happened why I haven't released this video. This is what, and I just get to release it and I'm free. Mm. You need live this life free. You cannot be in a prison. And I think a lot of people do that. And just why?
Yeah. Who gives it? Exactly. And how are you like navigating the world of influencing now? Because it's one thing I've always been told from like islanders is that, you know, when you leave the show, it may take like a couple of months for you to even get paid. Because like, let's just say if someone gives you a job a month after, the invoicing process could take like, what, another month and a half, and then you finally get paid. Like, what is the reality of that? Like, is it quite frustrating at times? Is it as easy as people think it is? Is it like, what is that whole process of now taking a step into this world of influencing?
For me, I actually was just talking about this. Like, I feel like it's so easy for people to look at other people's jobs and say, oh, that's so easy. Like, this is all they do. Like, you know, I've seen comments, people being like, you know, like, why are people paying for Zita's blog? Like, it, all she does is write and you guys pay for it. Like, and it's like, for me, sorry, my ring light's gone off. And I just, do I look okay?
Yeah, you look fine, okay. That's right.
Yeah, people are like, oh, why is she paying for this? Why are they paying for this? Because she's just writing, et cetera, et cetera. But like, influencing is not as easy as it seems. Like, I've gotten, you know, gigs, and like, I'm talking to my agent who gets me the gigs, and I'm like, so what? I have to set up this, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this. Sometimes I'm like, for the money's sake, I like what I'm doing. But sometimes I'm like, it would be so much easier to just be like, I'm going to Subway today and I know what I'm doing. I know how to make the sandwich. Mm. I get it done. I do my hours and I go home. Like, being a creative is actually like It's tedious. It's not as easy as people may think. And I think every single job in the world has its things. If you prefer to do that, then go on and do that. But don't chat about it being easier for somebody else, like with what they're doing. Yeah. So yeah, it's been very interesting navigating the new influencer world, because I never thought that I'd become an influencer. So yeah, I actually talk about that on my blog, how I'm just trying to do it the best way that I can for me, to not let that anxiety build up. But yeah, the paychecks, they come in, you know, I've got jobs lined up and I'm shooting for those, but yeah, I'm probably not going to be paid till like January.
Yeah, exactly. February.
So yeah, it takes time to, you know, start getting your money set up.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And how does it feel being back in the UK, like integrating yourself into this space now?
Yeah, it's actually been interesting, because I've been here and my team has sent me to like so many things that was happening in Los Angeles. And I'm like, I'm missing out on those, and I'm in London.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. And so now I'm just trying to make sure that I get, you know, all my ducks in a row in London too, because I definitely want to be working here as well. I don't want to just be like, it's so lovely being with my family, but like the money doesn't, like the bills don't sleep. So it's like, yeah, when I'm here, I definitely want to make sure that I'm, you know, making money and going to the events that I need to be going to. And, you know, yeah, all of that stuff.
Yeah. And one thing I noticed after spending time with you and Timmy is that you two really, really like each other. I think you understand that, you know, it's still new, but you really are taking time to get to know each other, care about each other. And, you know, look, I've been around different Love Island couples before, but I can really see that you two are genuine. I can see that it's just a natural spark. And I think experiencing that, and I'm saying this, and I wouldn't say this if I didn't think it was true. It is what it is. So how are you feeling about your relationship with Timmy now?
Yeah, with Timmy, it just keeps going from strength to strength. It's actually spooky. Like, he uses that word a lot and it's so funny to me. So now I'm using it, but he's just my best friend. And I think that's like your dream to, you know, to be with someone, like to just be with your best friend. And that's why it just keeps going from strength to strength. Like every day I get to know him more, it's way better than it was in the villa, and it felt strong then. So yeah, I think that's just what people see, is just like two best friends who like snog and do other stuff. But like,
sorry, what other stuff? I couldn't hear it cut out. What other stuff? I couldn't hear it cut out. We're waiting.
I said, I think that's what you're feeling, and what, you know, other people may feel when they're looking at us. They're like, oh, like their chemistry is so good. It's just two best friends who snog and do other stuff, you know? So like, yeah, that's just what you're seeing. The vibrations are high. They're high.
Interesting. You know? And I'm happy that you've got the chance to do other stuff. Because you know what? It must have been hard, you know, like being on a show like Love Island, because you can't just do other stuff, can you? You know, not regularly or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if you did. I don't know. but you know what I mean? It's good that, you know, you can spend time and like be intimate with each other now.
Oh, yeah. It's so nice to be intimate with no cameras around, because, like, yeah. Obviously.
You lot must have been like rabbits when you got back after that show. Like, yes, no cameras. Let's go, baby.
No, but you know what? We weren't, because I've blogged about my celibacy and all that stuff. But, you know, as time has progressed, you know,
good. And that's what it's all about. But I want to ask you a question. Bit off topic. So you know the celebrations box, chocolates that we get every single year for Christmas. Don't tell me you've got one. The celebrations box. So Zita, you know they're removing the bounty chocolates. How do you feel?
I feel ecstatic, because I was never a fan of the bounty. However, my mum is a huge fan of the bounty, and she is so upset She is so upset. Like, I was jubilating. I've never liked it. Do you like Bounty?
Bounties are beeping disgusting. They're disgusting. Like, for me, yeah, you do not need to have any coconuts, nuts in chocolate. It's irrelevant. No. That is how I feel about on pizzas. You do not need pineapples or fruits on pizzas. It's unnecessary. It ruins everything. There is a reason why whenever it's Christmas and you go back into the kitchen and the only thing left are Bounties, there's a reason why everyone's eating everything else and those are the only ones left.
No, I completely agree, but why some people are upset, you know?
I'm furious.
They are disgusting. And they need to go. I am happy to see the decline of Bounties. They make me absolutely sick.
Yeah, they make me upset. They make me upset, actually. But you know what? I know you just said chocolate and nuts don't go together, but I have to say, the one chocolate with nuts that I actually am all right with is Snickers.
Oh, I knew you were going to... Don't! Zeta, don't! Zeta, don't! That is disgusting. No need for nuts in chocolates.
I know.
It's not a good experience. And let me explain. Let me explain to you. When you put a chocolate in your mouth, do you know what? It starts to melt. And it's like, And then let's just say it's a Mars. It melts and then, oh, you go into the caramel. Oh, it's soft too. Oh, and then you finish it nicely.
Yeah.
How is it melting when you're eating a Snickers? And like, what? No. That's not what I signed up for.
I know. Do you know what? Like, I'm not going to take back my statement, but I will say I thoroughly understand and agree with what you're saying. I'm just saying I can bear with Snickers.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would I prefer it without? Yes. But that's like what? That's like a Milky Way.
Oh, my gosh. Milky Way. Milky Way is the best possible chocolate there could be in life. It does the job. It is the best possible chocolate ever.
Yeah. No, it really is.
Oh, where are you going to be spending Christmas, by the way?
I think I'm going to be back in LA.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm usually always here in London for Christmas, but my timing's not...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got some...
So does that mean that will you be with your family over... Have you got family over in LA? How are you going to do it?
No, I've not got family in LA. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to be a little lone ranger. I think Timmy's going to New York.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. We've not made plans or anything yet, but I do think I'm going to be back in LA for Christmas.
Would you ever do music?
I feel like my family and friends want me to do music so bad. Like, Timmy
would you do it?
My mum says I have a great voice. Timmy says I have a great voice. Like, anyone that hears me like sing a bit says I have a great voice. But I'm just like, because it's not like my specialty, I'm like... but I don't know, maybe I'll hop on a song.
You should give it a go.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I think you've got a good talking voice. You should either give singing or hosting a go.
I am going to give hosting a go. I do want to host.
Have you had conversations? Have you spoken to them? Have you tried to reach out?
Yeah, I've had conversations, but I'm going to leave it there.
Wow.
I would love to do that.
I could see you doing that. I really could.
Yeah.
Sips tea.
Sips.
Girl, like, well, listen, I know. What are you up to? What are you up to for the rest of the week, weekend? Anything exciting?
Well, do you know what? I really would have loved to go to a premiere happening tonight, The Crown. So
I'm going to sneak you in through the back door. Don't worry. Let's drag you in. Don't you know who she is?
I'm just going to pop up and be like, guys, it's me.
Literally. What? It's me, what? Baby.
Baby.
So you're having a chilled one, relaxed, like chilling with family, spending time now. That must be really important for you, though, because, you know, you were all of that for all those months and now you can finally just, like, see your peoples and see the people who love you.
Oh, yeah. It's very much needed. I don't take it for granted at all. It actually takes, like, my family time and, like, my home time very, very seriously. Again, big mental health girl over here, so...
It's important.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to have anything to give to you lot if I don't do this. So, yeah, quite keen on family time. So, yeah.
Yeah, but look, I know I've made you get glammed up in your home. I bet she's wearing no trousers. You know when you do a Zoom call, yeah? Or like a FaceTime call, and they're just naked underneath, and oh, yeah, whatever. I'll just do the top half.
I've got no on. I'm literally just top, no knickers.
I'm here for it. But look, I'm going to leave you, love you, and I know we're going to link up again soon. Sending kisses. Tell Timmy I said hello.
I love you so much.
I love you too, darling. Take care. Love you. Love you, love you, love you. Bye. Bye. Oh, Zita. She is just such a fresh breath of air. But like I said, we actually really did become friends after that interview, and we got to hang out. And I've said to Zita, before she goes back to LA, we are going to go to a big red carpet together, get dressed up, and just have so much fun again. But look, that is it from me for this week. I'm still going to be watching I'm a Celebrity, so I'll be posting loads of updates on my TikTok and everything. But in the meantime, have fun, take care, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.